lying, when it's really profound, is a psychological symptom that we call pseudologia fantastica. And it means that there are some people that literally cannot tell the truth about anything. So here's five ways to spot an expert liar. Really good liars don't lie very often. They're strategic about it. You shouldn't be surprised if somebody who generally tells the truth lies at a key moment. So you can't really always use a past history of somebody being fairly honest to assume that they're being honest at the current moment. If you find yourself in a situation where something really important is at stake and another person is spinning out a story that has a lot of truthful elements but that you realize doesn't quite get at what actually happened, you should stand up to the person, because this is a very common thing that people that lie well do. Good liars have the same gifts as good communicators. And in fact, many good communicators are known to lie. The people that are most likely to lie to you, sadly, are people that, especially on a first encounter, you really hit it off with. Because if somebody wants to lie to you and they're good at it, what they're going to do is they're going to make you feel like they're right in there with you, like they really understand you, like they're on your side, like they're one of your kind of people. All those skills can be used for good or bad. Liars use counterattacks. And one of the things they'll often do, oddly, is really ramp up the attack if you catch them in a lie. If you think somebody is really telling you an untruth and you begin to push them on it or confront them and they go ballistic on you, and especially if they turn it against you, that is actually some pretty powerful evidence that they are likely to be lying. Liars will use bargaining. Good liars will do everything they can to try to convince you that the lie is not their fault if they get caught in the lie. Lying is extremely difficult work.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。